You're tuned into Soul Connection, hosted by Zenobia Todd, ASYEP intern, and Sarah Fetishin of the Aspen Hope Center. You have probably heard the term, we are all connected. Humans are social species that are wired to connect. Love and belonging are our greatest needs. Our goal is to facilitate meaningful conversations on what we all need to find wellness.
Stay tuned to listen to experts in the mental health field talk about the changing landscape of mental health and what remains true to basic human needs. We will also spend time sharing stories, experiences, and ideas we have learned along the way.
Please join us and enjoy some connection time.
Soul Connection is sponsored by the Aspen Hope Center. The Aspen Hope Center provides an array of mental health services such as crisis intervention, suicide prevention, mobile crisis response, therapy, a confidential 24/7 hope line, and a robust school-based program. To learn more about the Aspen Hope Center, you can go to aspenhopecenter.org. Thank you.
Welcome back to Soul Connection with Zenobia and
Sarah.
Today we're going to be talking about spirituality and the definition, like the definition on Google, and what it means to us. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about that, Sarah?
I'm excited to talk about this topic. I think it means a lot to both of us.
Yeah.
And it seems like a good time to share our ideas about spirituality.
Totally. Okay. So first off, I'm just going to start with what is spirituality. And first, I'm going to read the definition. And it says that spirituality involves the recognition of a feeling or sense or belief that is there, that there is something greater than myself, something more to being human than sensory experience, and that the greater whole of which we are part is cosmic or divine in nature.
Ooh, that's deep.
I know, it's very deep. So, well, Sarah, I'm going to ask you what you, any debrief or comments you have on that definition, because that's kind of confusing.
Yeah. I think spirituality for me is really a personal journey. And I'm really excited to know about this because I think when I was young, my parents did not raise me to be religious. They really didn't talk about that. I think both my parents were raised in the Catholic Church, and that wasn't something that they wanted to continue on on with me for their own personal reasons.
Yeah.
And I just remember feeling really curious about it when I was younger, and then as I was growing up, and then especially when I had my daughter, I thought, you know, I think there's something missing in my life. I feel like there is a higher power, but I just had really never had anyone to talk to about it.
Yeah.
So when I was having my daughter, I went to visit different churches and talked to different people. And really, I think I landed on spirituality, that is the way that I want to connect with a greater power.
Yeah.
And I'll tell more about that later in the show. And I also think even with my husband, you know, his spirituality is around nature.
Yeah.
When he goes out to fish or to do his thing, he comes back and he's such a happy man.
Totally.
So I think we're going to talk about a lot of different ways to do this thing.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, I can talk more about like my journey with it later on we can talk about that later. But I don't know the definition. Like, I never really looked it up, but it's really deep and in depth, and I think it's fascinating to learn about and talk about other people's perspective and belief towards spirituality and like how they carry that within themselves, because it's so different throughout so many people, and it's an amazing thing. So yeah.
Great. All righty. Well, Zenobia, I'm pretty curious about your journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you've woven spirituality into religion and back and forth, I guess. And I'd love to hear how you've done that and how you found yourself where you are today.
Well, so like your parents raised you, I like didn't grow up with religion. And I guess I did grow up with spirituality in a way, but not with religion. And that was fine by me. I never like longed for finding that because it was just something that I wasn't used to. And again, my mom was Catholic and she didn't want to, it was nothing that she was passionate about. And And so I guess, like, at a young age, or not at a young age, throughout my whole life, I've found so much peace with, like, nature, like your husband. And so I can totally relate on that. And being outside, and it's not going outside and, like, and just to go outside and, you know, like, have fun in the water. It's like I've always found this, like, really, like, peaceful sense to it. And so I've always, like, seen nature as something so much deeper than it is. And so that was kind of what I saw as spirituality through a lot of my life. And just recently, I've been kind of getting involved with religion, and it's been amazing. And this summer, it was August or September, and I went with my friends to church just for fun, just because there was nothing else to do. And it turned into something that has become part of, like, my weekly life, and that I feel, like, so wrong without doing. Like, I love to go to church, and I, you know, I always make sure I have a way there, have a plan, like, got it all sorted out on, like, Wednesday to make sure I can go. And so I've just been really, like, involved with that, and it's become so good and, like, such a positive impact in my life. And I think it's really fascinating because everyone can see it as something else and still, like, I don't know. It's just, it's, like, a very accepting place. I go to the Orchard. Okay. And, yeah, I've been involved with the Orchard, and I love it. And it's so community, and it's so kind and welcoming, and everyone there has just been so sweet. And what I was saying before, like, the sermons are very just, like, I don't know how to explain it. Just so, they make me so happy, because no matter what you believe in, I feel like you can always take something away from it. Because, I mean, I have friends who believe in a lot of different things, and we can both still take something very positive away from it. So I really find a lot of satisfaction and happiness in that.
Wow. I love how you talk about community and, you know, sitting down for a sermon and learning a lesson, and then being able to bring that back. Do you have particulars of things that you've learned and then incorporated into your life?
I don't know. I feel like I've, like, genuinely just tried to be a happier person and know that, like, there's, like, a path waiting for me that will be amazing one day. Like, even if a day is the hardest day ever, I know that, like, it can turn into something positive really fast. And I just try to find, like, beauty in everything. And I feel like that's one big thing that I've learned, is just, like, being positive and being happy. And, like, I'm not saying, like, constantly, because that's definitely not me. I mean, I definitely am stressed, and I definitely have bad days. But just, like, I've found that I've been a lot more positive than I used to be. And it's honestly just had such a big impact on me.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, what you were just describing kind of sounds like faith. And there's something really powerful about faith. I had a little buddy, and she's still my buddy, and she's like 24 years old.
Yeah.
So she laughs at me when I say that. But I asked her, you know, she went through a lot of adversity and then ended up just, like, rocking it out with going to college and getting a great job. And I said, you know, what were the things that really helped you move along a kind of hard path? And she named three things. Four. She loved the buddy program. She loved, you know, being connected to that. The second thing was the library and reading. She talked about, like, books and how they made her see the different lives and different cultures and different ways to be.
Totally.
She talked about, you know, having a mentor that she could talk to about anything without any judgment, that was really important.
Yeah.
And then the fourth thing she mentioned was faith. And she actually taught me that. She would go to church, and she had this belief that that she could hand her sorrows or her stress over to a higher power, to God, and that things were going to be okay.
Yeah.
And for a young person, it kind of blew my mind.
Yeah.
And we would talk about it all the time. And I think that she convinced me.
Yeah.
In this. So tell me, do you feel like you have a story?
I totally agree with that. And that's like what I'm trying to get at by like the positive thing. And all through my life, faith has been a thing. That's not a new thing to me. And like my dad always is someone who says like, have faith, have faith, have faith. And I did have faith, and it's great. And I have hope, and those things are very important. And I've found a lot of value in having faith, and just knowing that like there is positive things ahead of me, even if I don't see it now. And like my weaknesses and my, you know, trauma in my past have turned into something great because I've just become a stronger person. And so that's where I see like God's path and like his purpose, you know, mm-hmm. because like his plan always has a purpose. That's my like way of thinking about it. And even if it's like the hardest time in your life ever, like, you know, for me, I came out of a really hard time, like, and just became a stronger person from it. So now I really see that through, you know.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah. Well, there is some research behind this as well. And I found a couple articles that shared that seeking your higher power can increase your spiritual vibration and induce positive emotions. So when you talk about being positive and happiness, there's some research behind that. And this article describes having a greater level of empathy and intuition, avoiding negative people and behaviors, believing that life is sacred and should be embraced, which I think is really beautiful.
Mm-hmm, that is.
Because I feel like you're talking about those very things. It allows people to be in the present moment.
Yeah.
Right? When that's when we do our best work. That you have more feelings of being compassionate and feelings of being at peace when you're alone. So
I totally agree.
It felt good to read some of this research because there is something to this thing, right?
Yeah, totally. And I want to add that talking about this, I'm not like, I just think that you can find the way that I'm feeling through so much, like through nature or through going to church or through so much, you can find the peace that I feel by believing what I do, you know, like it's just like a personal thing. And Sarah, can you tell your perspective on all of this and like your journey through it all?
Yeah. So I had talked about when I was about to have my daughter going to different churches, and the church I ended up feeling pretty comfortable at was the Unitarian Universalist Church.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I liked about the church is that you could be agnostic, you could believe in Buddha, you could, you know, believe what you wanted to. And it was just people coming together that wanted to be connected in community.
Yeah, I love that.
You know, there's a lot of social justice, I think, that's part of it. And so when I was there, and I haven't been attending lately, COVID kind of messed up a lot of our routines. But what I felt was that we're all empowered to do the next right thing and to not get so stuck in these rules in this very rigid way that sometimes we can get into. It really allowed me to stay open-minded, and that love is really a huge part. And if we're not talking about love and we're not talking about our community, then we're really missing the point. And I did want to bring up an ad that I saw watching I think I was watching the Michigan game. And I wondered if you had seen it, but the ad says, "Are you going to heaven or not?" Have you seen that?
I think I have. I don't know.
How did that make you feel?
Okay, well.
Or how does it make you feel hearing that now? So it's just it's a plain ad, and it just
says,
words,
"Are you going to heaven or not?"
Yeah, and then if you're curious, you can go to this website.
I don't know
how
I feel about
that. Does that make you feel inspired about your higher power?
No, that's like not, that's not what I'm trying to get at. I don't know if I really like that ad.
Well, my daughter kind of got scared. And she was like, Mom, scary. Am I going to heaven or not?
Yeah. And I want to go back to what you said because, like, so many places are just so inviting of rules and rigid rules that you need to follow and that you need to do this and you need to do that. And I really tried to avoid that when finding a place that I was comfortable with. And the Orchard is just like, they're like little saying, their thing is love God, love people. Mm-hmm. And so it's very, it's like we love everyone and everyone is welcome. And they make it very clear, we're not telling you to do this. And your past does not matter. Mm-hmm. And like your sin does not matter now. And like, you know, this isn't going to like affect your relationship that can soon connect with, you know, the God mm-hmm. and whatever you see that as. And so I don't really know, that ad is very interesting to me, and that in many things are advertised like that, and mm-hmm. it scares people, and that's not like what I personally, I think, what I personally think is healthy to advertise.
Yeah, I remember when I was in high school, and I told you I was pretty curious about all this, and I joined a youth group, and I joined because I was scared of going to hell. Like, yeah. I had definitely heard about hell.
Yeah.
And, it really felt like out of fear of going to hell that, you know, I joined this. And I find that I'm pretty thoughtful about that these days because I never want to take part in something because I'm fearful or I'm scared.
Exactly.
That kind of gives me something in my gut that's like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
So it's kind of a bummer, right? Because there's all these beautiful things that we could go and consider and do. And then if we've had one poor experience, like we may not choose to do that. And so it almost feels like it's something you can keep reflecting on through your life to see mm-hmm. what you're comfortable with, you know, and keep going with it.
Yeah.
Until you find that spot where you belong.
Totally. I totally agree with you, Sarah, and I think that is very hard in our culture sometimes, and you just need to find your place. Mm-hmm. And I have happily found my place, and this is my experience, and it's made me happy, and I want to, like, connect this whole conversation back to mental health, because that's what Sarah and I usually talk about, and I want to just, like, make it known that so many people can find the way that I've been feeling through so many things. And we were just talking about this, but hobbies, for example, Sarah and I were talking about this. And mine is still through nature.
Oh, yeah.
Fully. Mm-hmm. Like, I find such
when you go on peace. Your rafting trips.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking about.
And do you remember the words that you use when you come back from that trip to describe it?
I don't even. There was an episode that we had that I had just come back from my trip, mm-hmm. I think, or I was about to go on it. And
you feel it's, regulated, it's just, remember
I feel,
that?
Yeah. There's not even, like, words to explain how I feel. But, and so, yeah, I go on a rafting trip every year with a great organization, and I meet all new people, and it's a great experience, and I find so much, I just wish there was better words than happiness. Like, I find so much, like, peace within nature, mm-hmm. and I sit for hours, and I look at the stars, and I look at the canyon walls, and I listen to the river, and that is probably my main source of, like, really feeling something inside of me and being, like, I feel, like, safe, you know, with.
Yeah,
and
that's a beautiful word to use, that you feel safe.
Yeah.
You come back very regulated.
Yeah.
And you don't even really want to be around your phone. Like, all these things are annoying.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool because it puts things in perspective.
Totally.
And I think we're all always yearning for how we can keep things in perspective that sometimes, you know, feel really big.
Yeah.
And so I love when you go on that trip, mm-hmm. and I love watching you come back.
Yeah. I'm like a totally different person. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's great. And so that that's my personal example of finding my spiritual, you know, feeling. And but that can be, you know, like I said before, hobbies and music. And music for me is also one, like listening to music and playing music. And I'm a big music person. And like my two big things are like outside and music. And so I think that's a great one. And I don't know, whatever makes whoever feel that sense of positiveness, and happiness.
Yeah. It's like when people are in their element, right? When people are playing music and they're not thinking about anything else, and they're just in there, right? Yeah. Like that, I know watching that just inspires me. Or when people are painting and they're just doing their thing. There's such a beauty and calmness to that. And you can really feel very connected during those times. Megan brought up pets. And oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's so true.
What would we do without our pups and our kitty cats? Like, it's they true. Are.
And our fish.
We don't deserve them. Oh, fit. Oh, yeah. I need to broaden my horizons with my animals.
Yeah, I mean, you know, dogs and cats, little basics.
Yeah, when you're caring for them, when you're bringing them on their hikes, when you're making sure they're well taken care of, you know, all of that's being connected. And
totally.
And we're giving.
Yeah.
Right? And humans love to give. We love that feeling
and
of giving.
And we're giving to ourselves with this, with, you know, we're giving to other people. And most of all, you know, this, I'm just talking about my way of finding the happiness that I have. And this is a big one. And so that's why Sarah and I thought it would be a great conversation to have. And I know we've talked about this so much, but just putting yourself first and thinking about that. And me putting myself first is, you know, doing all the things and believing in all the things that we've talked about. So
I also think there's a release of ego. When it comes to spirituality, at least for me, I've worked a long time in the human services field and have tried to help people and, you know, almost lost myself in the work. And now getting back to my roots and readjusting, I do feel, you know, I don't want to just be my job. I want to be a balanced whole person that encompasses, you know, spirituality and wellness. And but, you know, you have to put you have to put time towards that. It doesn't just, you know, I'm going to do this thing each day. It has to be meaningful. And you, you know, you got to make it a priority. And that's hard because when you're on Facebook or you're reading, you know, it's all the things that you need to do in a day to be, you know, for self-care. And it's like, oh, my gosh, I could never do that in a million years. And that stresses me out just reading it.
Yeah,
so
totally.
Figuring out these simple ways.
Yeah.
To be present, to be humble, and to be open to the incredible experiences that can happen and that we can miss if we're too stuck in our heads and too stuck on, you know, what's my next goal or what, you know.
Yeah.
And it's good to have goals. Don't get me wrong, everybody. But, hey, sometimes I feel like we got to take
baby
a little
steps.
Space.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Well, that's great, Sarah. And I think it's just important to remember, like, you can be spiritual without religion.
Yeah.
So I think that's just important
to think
about.
And if you are religious, to be proud of that, too. Yeah, I feel like sometimes people are embarrassed to share that they're going to church or something's really meaningful.
It's so great.
And I would just wish we could all step in to that and lean into that and be like, if that works for you, if you love that, if that makes you a better person, that's rad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that is, like, has to do with everything, you know, like whatever is making you happy and making you, you know, like get closer to finding yourself. So and so for any, I just want to add on, for any young people that may be struggling, my age, younger, older, I mean, some things that can help with, it's a scary time, it's a rough time, and it's a scary life. And so things that Sarah and I have talked about are connecting with people around you and communicating with people around you, and small things like pets and family and laying in your bed if you really need that, and going on a walk. And I don't know, I have a lot, but those are just small things that can really help. And, you know, things that have helped me are the things that I talked about. And so maybe those are some things that can help you. So yeah, thank you, Sarah.
Well, Zenobia, thank you for putting those out into the universe, because I feel like we need to be able to talk about these things and share different ways to do it, because, you know, not all of us have traditional families or traditional friends,
exactly.
And there's different ways that we get our needs met.
Yeah.
And so I love that you, you know, shared that really it can be anything that's meaningful for you that helps to fill a void in you. And that we're thinking about everyone right now. January and February are kind of rough months.
Yeah.
They are my least favorite. And we care about you all. And you guys got this. So we hope you'll take some of these tips. And we wish you all well.
Yeah. Bye.